1.2 Zen proverb. First, you see the mountain as mountain. This is conventional or mundane seeing. Then, you see mountain as not mountain. This is seeing with the above Surangama sayings understanding. Finally, you see mountain still as mountain again. This is seeing things as they are with understanding that everything is suchness or what is, able to accept things as they are, hence able to accommodate both the conventional and ultimate realities to live life with wisdom and understanding.
So this one you all by now should understand, isn't it? So the first seeing, kan san si san, what is the meaning? You perceive mountain as mountain, isn't it? So what type of consciousness is that? Normal mundane consciousness, isn't it? So that one come from where? That one come from the mundane mind, understand or not? That's why mundane mind will perceive it that way. We are mundane seeing. So like this projector, from the mundane mind, it perceived through consciousness. Then this one appear through your senses. Always remember, how do you know the world? How do you interact with the world? So that knowing is how you create the phenomenal world, existence, life, everything you come to perceive. Understand that? It's a phenomenon. Can follow?
Yes.
You better remember this. I write it down. Together. While I write, you recite. Everything?
Everything.
What else? Everything you come to perceive is? No. It's a phenomena.
It's a phenomena.
Because the definition of phenomena is whatever that can be perceived by the mind is a phenomena. Understand? So that is the definition. What is a phenomena? Whatever you can perceive with your senses is a phenomena. Understand? So everything in existence that has the sense data for you to perceive, that is a phenomena. Understand? Perception is a phenomena, mental perception. There's a mental flow, mental phenomena. Feeling is a phenomena, perceivable. Understand? All the aggregate, your thinking, these are mental phenomena. Then the consciousness. Understand? Then everything that moves within nature is a phenomena. Understand? Like the swaying of the tree, the movement of our physical body, the moving car. These are nature's phenomena. Understand? So you have your bodily phenomena, physical phenomena. So your body is physical, understand? Your four posture, your activity, all concerning your physical is physical phenomena. Then everything that moves in your mind through your aggregate is mental phenomena. Understand? Then everything that is external, the rest, they are nature's phenomena. Understand? So when you understand that, you will come, everything you come to perceive is also a phenomenon. Well, whatever you can perceive is a phenomenon. Anything perceivable by the mind is a phenomenon. So this one becomes the phenomenal world of? Because you perceive through your conscience, through your senses, understand? This is how you know the world, how you can interact with the world. And because you don't have the wisdom born of pure awareness, this part, you become deluded. Sakaya diti, self-delusion. Then you grasp, you cling, you give meaning. You stay here, full of excitement, understand? You already lost in thought. Lost in the, what is this world? Phenomenal world of?
Consciousness.
Then here is all the sensuality, understand? You chase after this, you chase after that, understand? Your ambition, then this is life. Then get into trouble, first noble truth reality come, why like that, why so sweet, why you like that? Then blame, understand? Point finger, get angry, emotional, all this come from scarcity, no scarcity. Then this one, the sensuality is so high that it create craving, understand? It create competition, grasping. Then through words, it create delusion, become word divides, understand not? Concept, idea, ideology create what? Views, opinion, conditioning, religion, everything, understand? And all these divide, understand? Then they come out in one word, race, again divide, understand? Nationality, again divide. So see the limitation of thought. We are taught divide by creating words, idea, concept, and all these things for you to actually continue to be in conflict. Why? These are duality. These are concept, idea, not real, but it creates entity. It divides you. Like you say race, you identify your own race, and Chinese, Westerner, Indian, Basalan, Negro, you know. So you fight, you argue, you quarrel. Racial disharmony, everything. So this is what the phenomenal world of consciousness is all about. Because of the sensuality, it draw, it leo. The word is leo, L-U-R-E. Sialua. You understand? Okay, well. So how did you connect all this? Because you lack understanding of who you are, what you are, self-knowledge. You don't know this fellow. You only know human being. Me, I exist. But the Buddha is smart. He realized this is five aggregate. Listen now. Then to know what is this five aggregate, you ask yourself, who am I? What am I? So you cannot deny that the Buddha is correct. Because he said, there is a form, physical form, the first aspect. Then there is a consciousness, mind, trapped inside. And this consciousness got four aspects, the aggregates, aggregates of mind. It can feel, it can perceive, it can think, it can create mental state, it can do all the funny things that the mundane mind do. So everything that the mind can do is sankhara, including feeling and perception. Then it can make you conscious. Conscious of what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you technically feel and think. That's how the sixth sense door, like magician, create all this illusionary world. The phenomenal world of consciousness. Now you understand. Get this understood clearly so that you see clearly, image only. Magician creating all this. Understand not? And create through illusion. Wrong view. Sakarity. Then you grasp, you cling, give meaning. Then the world of sensuality leo you, condition you to grasp, cling, entangle. Then the result is what? Affliction, suffering, misery. All the list that Sui writes, the green color. If you don't understand this, means what? You suffer without knowing why you suffer. You still believe this is real. You still believe, like just now, Jin Hao came and talked to me. Now only I start to understand why he last time got. He is a financial guy. He last time got big ambition, want to be financially successful, want to know a lot of things, want to invest, want to do everything. Then what happened? When he started to come into the real life career in the industry, he under so much pressure and stress. So all these phobia, fear and all things was actually accumulated inside. Then this one keep on haunting him. Then after he see all this teaching, he know every life you come is a segment. It's a segment and all are connected. No, like last night I said, it's not an individual, different segment, different entity. Then he realized all this follow the law of what? Karma. So develop the Dhamma and say, take care of karma. No need to be ambitious. You got dana parami, money come, wealth come, understand? No need to be aggressive, competitive, fight inside here, understand? Like survival of the fittest. Only 1% make money, understand? The rest, 90% 99% lose money. So this type of money game you want to play? They say, 十個九個書，你所以一百個啊，九十九個書啊，you want to play or not？ So delusion, understand? Why you? It's just like you believe feng shui, huh? You believe all the medium, you believe all those fellow that tell you all those things. Like Sui An got a cutting, the Hong Kong feng shui master took them say this is supposed to be your best feng shui. Then earthquake, he died inside there. He himself don't know that he will die, and he is a feng shui master, understand? So all this.If you have the Dhamma, you know. What did the Buddha say? You are all?
Born of your karma.
Born of karma, and you are what you are. Karma decide everything, and you will believe all these sort of things. Don't want to take care of karma. You think they can change your life? They cannot change your life, understand? Or not? So take care of karma means what? Follow the advice of the Buddha. Cultivate, avoid all evil, keep precept, understand? Or not?Cultivate wholesomeness, follow Noble Eightfold Path factor. Then meditate, purify the mind, develop the wisdom, so that first noble true reality will not afflict you, so that you understand what is going on. So when you understand life, you know how to live life. You are not gullible. You are not deluded by it. So the phenomenal world of consciousness and form has got no power over you. Understand? So this whole thing collapses in front of you.Then you can go in and leave, understand not? Because you like bulletproof already, understand? 刀枪不入了 So you stay here, no problem, no suffering, no effort. And then what they do? You understand better. You no need to fight, compete, and go and look for it. It come to you, understand not? So meditation can give you this type of understanding and wisdom. That's the reason why the Buddha is so wise and so unique. Understand not?You go and study science, they teach you the six and dollars. They only tell you the organ, they know everything about the organ, the specialist. Give you medicine, charge you consultancy fee, medical fee, everything. Understand? But he never teach you how you function as a human, how you operate. Understand? How to use your senses. Like Sui just now shared was very good. He realized after hearing all this, understand?We are all always here, understand, in the brain. And this is clutter, this is memory, this is knowledge. And this one perceives things differently, understand, through your delusion, your superiority, your selfishness. And Ingbi will know, the Buddha said, false perception, remember? That is what, papaccha, I don't know what, I forgot it, the Pali word, the false perception. So when, before you become enlightened, everything you perceive is delusion, understand, not?That's like false perception, understand? Your perception is not the direct seeing, the pure perception, understand? It's tinted with sakyatiti, delusion, the evil roots, understand? So, how can you operate and act from the memory that has all this nonsense, understand? That's why he said, when he sees something, perceives something, when I share the microphone, she realized. This one prevents us from being sensitive.Your senses are underused, understand not? Because you believe the brain. True or not?
Yes.
Once you say microphone, that image of that microphone, I know lah, microphone lah. Like, ask you, four noble truth, what is the first noble truth? Life is suffering lah. You don't go in already, understand? Because you have that knowledge, you, the concept that people, and everywhere I go, I share Dhamma, I say,You know the Four Noble Truth or not? Oh, everybody say yes. Kuchi Metau. Or the Pali one. Dukkha Samudaya Nirodha Magga. Then, what is the First Noble Truth? Dukkha. Life is suffering. Standard question, standard answer. No? How can you understand life when you depend on this one that listen and remember, that commit to memory and become knowledge. That knowledge isfor you to pass exam score, understand? But cannot live life, understand? So because of that, Sui saw, if she shift down to the heart, with the awareness, this one don't come and disturb, he becomes sensitive, understand? The senses, that's why you hardly use 1% of your senses without pure awareness, understand? Most of the time, this is rubbish telling you things, you think you see things as they are.You perceive things the way your brain is so conditioned to tell you, based on your views, your opinion, your conditioning, your fear, your phobia, your delusion, including your insecurity, everything. That's how you act, Nasana. That's how you become fearful. That's how fear, worry, anxiety arise. Because you don't understand. This one, every time, very conditioned. The worst is your habitual tendency. Hear something, only panic. See something, or react with it. Especially when you take for granted your relationship with your spouse and your children. You know, a lot of family, they argue, they fight, and they walk out. Why? Because both also take for granted, especially spouse. After married already, like Alexander Pope say, reality begin what? After the first day of marriage. Before courting, before he get you, very patient. Take your time. Don't worry. I come and fetch you tonight. We go for a good dinner. How are you? Miss, very caring. After a while, Mary register, you know what happened? Why take so long? I see I bought I go. My friend waiting, wedding starting. Then different idea. Then never ask. Go back. Why food like that? Cold, not hot. All the complaint on you. Then the, you know the wife after some time also bosong already. Then what? You think you very good? You cook yourself That's all. Then lagi bosong. That is how you enter into conflict. You're not sensitive. Not sensitive. What means what? You don't love yourself. You don't love your loved one. That's all. You didn't have any care or concern. You never reflect how relationship should be managed. You take for granted. Well, your wife, everything also, you think you got authority, you want to control. But some, the other way around, lady control, queen control, queen, queen very powerful. So, you play card, the king lose to the queen, the queen control. So when queen control, you cannot say anything. And how did all this evolve to be what it is? Lack of sensitivity, you are not mindful, you are not aware, you are not sensitive. Because you don't feel their suffering, their hurt. You don't feel their problem, their misery. Especially if you are sensitive, you are a good spouse, wife or husband. When your partner come back or the other opposite spouse come back, if they don't behave normal, you can know one. They like, yao sam si, you know what is sam si? Got problem troubling them inside. Understand? You can know one. They are not normal. Right? They like alone, worry. You can see their fear, their worry. Then if you are sensitive, you don't go and catch out them and make them worse. Understand? Not? At least talk to them nicely. I observe today you are different. Is there anything that happened in the office? Do you want me to together share the problem, the burden, so that we resolve it together? I will support you. Whatever happened. Your boss want to fire you, want to sack you, don't worry. Then he confident already. Otherwise he worry, he come back, bo pin man, tell my wife I cannot charge you. You know why I charge you? Love letter. 24 hour notice gone. Then some dare not tell the wife somehow. Pretend to dress out every Monday to Saturday. Drive car out but don't go office. Go to the pub and drink. Then try to get friend, kaki. Hey, you how? You still got job? Your boss got fire you. What the hell? That is not life. So all this, if you were to reflect and contemplate into life, they say life is your greatest teacher. You learn all this Dhamma. But you must be aware, sensitive, like Sui realized. So when you stay here, you develop awareness, the thought doesn't interfere, you see things as they are, you understand things without fear, without emotion. Otherwise, up here, stir there, that's why no yoni so manasika. You stay here, develop this understanding, yoni so manasikara, spontaneously from you. Then this fellow not deluded. Then you can live life. Understand not? you got bulletproof. Dao qiang bu su, nothing can harm you, nothing can hurt you, nothing can make you miserable. Good or not?
Yes.
You must have this type of understanding. Then you go all out to cultivate and develop the understanding. The Buddha took so long to perfect and come to the world out of love and compassion and give to the world this type of teaching free. You know, you somehow don't appreciate. No gratitude towards the Buddha. Take for granted. Someone say, come, come, ma, fa. Must meditate, must see. Every day must walk. When you don't understand it's important, you complain. So, by complaining, what do you get? More affliction, more misery. No amount of fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, and complaint can help you. The only thing that can help you is wisdom. That's why I keep on emphasizing wisdom free. No wisdom, you cannot be free. So, Kan San Si San is normal perception. Okay? Then the next one, Kan San Pu Si San. That is the direct seeing. Understand? Like the Surangama Sutta. From awareness, you see. No word, no concept, nothing. The pure seeing. Understand? Where got mountain? Mountain is a concept created by mundane mind. Understand? So this type of seeing is everything you see is not what is labeled within the conditioned world. We are the mundane mind. Understand? Mundane seeing. That's why this one is enlightened being see, direct seeing. Okay? Then after you perfected this, you contemplate, you develop all the understanding, then you become normal again. Understand? Then what is that type of see? It's still direct see, but got the wisdom ready. Supramundane seeing, understand? Not? Supramundane seeing means no longer caught in duality, understand? Not? You have transcend duality. That's why here, seeing things as they are is supramundane seeing. No right, no wrong, understand? Not? That guy that come, normal, mundane perception, Kan San Si San, yeah, San, talk la, drink tea la. Yeah, he talk mundane understanding, mundane way. But the enlightened one come, he will talk to you different. Yeah, all these things, not what it is la. Kan San Pu Si San, Kan Lao Po Ye Pu Si Lao Po Ye. So how? You cannot be deluded until existential world condition Dhamma you don't understand. That is not direct seeing, understand? The direct seeing is to develop the understanding, understand? So that you can actually see beyond thought, understand? Beyond mind, and realize the truth. See things as they are. Means, no this, no that, no right, no wrong. So, supramundane seeing means, like what I say here, finally you see mountain as mountain again. This is seeing things as they are with understanding. That everything is suchness, or the isness of things. So you're able to accept things as they are, hence able to communicate both the conventional and ultimate reality to live life with wisdom and understanding. That is the ultimate aim. That's why I say to live life, you must have the unconditioned Dhamma understanding and the conditioned Dhamma understanding. Both must complement each other. Then you understand what is the human being all about. Then you do your duty. But this is subject to karma. Then you can love your loved one. Understand? Huh? But without delusion. Anything happen following First Noble Truth Reality, it cannot afflict you. Understand? Huh? Because everyone is subject to birth, old age, sickness and death, even my loved one. Not only my loved one, my own form and mine also like that. What more? That's why you cannot attach, you cannot cling. But there is such thing as relationship, there is such thing as love, my children, my spouse. So do your duty, understand? Duty means what? Provide for them, care for them, love them, support them. When you do this, what happens? In future, when you come, you got parents that love you, care for you, support you, and provide you the same. But you do all the funny thing, irresponsible, drunk, gamble, until Bring back all the problem, then go and borrow Tai Long, then whole family kena, all entangled, afflicted, then they hate you. So karmically in future you come, you become the victim. Your father also like that, understand? Drunk, gamble. All the problem he committed, loan from loan child, everything, the problem throw back to you. And your whole family cannot. Because this is what you have done in the past. You don't have right duty. You don't have dhamma. You don't understand. Understand not? So in the Sigalavada Sutta, the Buddha defined all the duties. Duty of parent, duty of children, duty of master and subordinate. Means the one that work for you, your servant, and all that. It's all defined. Go and read, go and understand. Then you know how to be a good father, be a good child. Understand? Then how to treat your staff well. This is dhamma, understanding, virtue, bring about harmony, bring about beautiful relationship, meaningful, without relationship, without any evil roots, without any misunderstanding, conflict. Then the whole family unit become what? Beautiful, understand? Wonderful. That is what dhamma is all about. If you got dhamma, become more egoic and want to control, want to possess, want to be in charge, everything also, you only. That is not the teaching that the Buddha teach, understand? That's why when we are sensitive, we listen. Then we appreciate. Understand? And then relationship become beautiful.